epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
The nature of the sport, Andy, lends itself to stuff like this. We know that. And any team can win three straight games against another team if some things go right. I just think it's an odd thing that happened here. But I wonder how much do you put credibility into this? Do you bank on this? Does it eliminate a 10-game losing streak where your team couldn't hit at all? What does this do for you? Because I would think that there are decisions to make coming up. They have to be making some decisions by the trade deadline, and I also think they have to make decisions about what's going to happen with certain players on the team because they have an abundance of guys who they're just sorting through at various positions, second base, right field, center field. And I think eventually you have to figure out something here and decide on somebody. But I just wonder what the last 3 days have done to that because you beat a team that has a 6.5-game lead still in the Western Division right now.
All right, so you're sitting here at 4.5. Again, I go back to the decisions they make now feel very similar to the same decisions they would have made Terry Francona's last year. Is that right? Yeah, when they decided to trade Aaron Civale. For some reason, I can't let that go because it's my reference point, I think, for what they're going to do at this point. You're 4.5 back in the wild card. That's where you're sitting. And if you're sitting here going, okay, they're 4.5 back, and now they play the White Sox, if they do what they're supposed to do over the next couple days, chances are that maybe they can creep back even just, I'll take a game. Just give me one game to move up in the standings. And now I'm sort of...
I mean, they're in it. There's no question. They're still in the wild card
race.
So
what do you want to be? I've thought...
Well, let me throw this at you, though. And I know you didn't care about this. I think this is... And somebody was with us earlier this week talking baseball with us. I think it was Mike Petriello.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike said, I don't care about the games as much as I care about the teams.
And I said that earlier this week, too.
Because
the issue, though, is...
Ahead of them...
Right.
In the wild card race, Texas, the Angels, Minnesota, Kansas City, Boston, and Seattle. You've got to hop all of those teams to get the wild card. And I just wonder if this team with its offense that certainly has struggled is capable of putting together enough offense to jump six teams. 4.5 games? Yeah, I mean, that's doable. But there are six teams that you have to outplay the rest of the way. That's the catch to me because I don't think they can do that.
So
sure, hope I'm wrong.
I think if you're looking at this,
I don't think they can.
So I think there's a stepladder approach to the way you want to look at it. If you think the Guardians can make it back to the playoffs, the first step they have to do is trying to get back into second place in the Central. That's the next step, and that's a game and a half away, because you're sitting there, you're behind Kansas City and you're behind Minnesota. So the opportunity is going to be there to be able to jump those two teams. I think it's there. If you don't take advantage of it, then you don't deserve to be in the playoffs. Your hitting probably still stinks. And
I mean, they have the fourth worst record in the American League right now.
Depends how you want to look at it. And I think the extra wild card
those
team.
Those are the numbers.
Well, the numbers also tell me they're a game and a half out of second place in the Central. And that, you know, can they overcome that? If they do, now...
What does second place in the Central do for you?
I'm just saying that's the place you want to get to.
Get you a box of bonbons at the end of the year.
All right, then never mind. You're a game and a half back on being the next team out of the playoffs. You and your bonbons. I'll give you bonbons. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you can get to that, if you can just get a game... It's a game and a half.
Yeah, they're 14.5 out of first place, and there's the wild. There's the playoff spot.
I guess it's just the way you live your life and the way I live my life.
Second place doesn't get you anything.
I'm saying to you, if you want to listen to what I'm saying,
I'm hearing garbledygook.
It's a stepping point. You've got to start setting goals to try to get back in this thing. So the first goal is you need to get over Kansas City and Minnesota. And by the way, if you do that, now you're behind Boston, who's tied for a spot in the playoffs. So you got to take baby steps to get back in it. You dug yourself a tremendous hole with this 10-game losing streak.
Baby steps.
But by the same token, you can get back into it. And I said this, and you guys all looked at me like I was I want to say it, but I'm not going to say it because I need
a genius.
I need the job. They were playing the best teams in baseball. Okay? And you know what? To succeed in the playoffs, You're going to have to play the best teams again if you're going to get there.
They do have a much easier schedule ahead.
Oh, well, now you'll admit that? When I was saying to you they're losing to first-place teams and they're also not catching breaks and a little bit of this. Yeah, and then I walked in here on Monday and I was depressed and I said, wave the white flag, this thing is over. And then all of a sudden, boom, you take a little trip to Houston, calm down, maybe take a Xanax or something and you relax. Now you get back into this thing and you're ready to roll.
If you just beat up on the lousy teams, you are going to probably have a losing record. You have to beat winning teams. Well, and they just did, which was good.
Yeah, they beat a good team. Now they play a lousy team, let's be honest, and it can boost you going into the All-Star break. You could feel halfway decent going into the All-Star break here.
If you happen to put together a sweep of the White Sox and you win what? Would that be 7 straight?
Four, it'll take you to a game under 500.
Which is tolerable. The only, and I'm not arguing with you. I don't think they're done. But I think it's improbable that they jump 6 teams in the standings. I just think that's improbable. Not impossible, but improbable.
But the odds, and I forgot how many games they have against both. I mean, it's possible because two of those teams, one is the Twins, one's the Royals. Because you know that competition is going to allow you the opportunity. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but the opportunity will be there for you to try to at least jump those teams to get up there. Now, Boston's another. I mean, you're talking about, like the first step is to surpass those guys. The next step is probably to get over 500. Or if you want to look at it this way, get to 500 and then see where you're at and see how deep you are in the season. But the hardest part to the whole
Go wedgie on me.
One game at a time?
Win the series. If they can do that, they can start winning the series, then I think that it could be a very interesting rest.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
So the summer.
3 out of 4, you're 2 games under .500. 2 games under .500 right now puts you in the team outside of getting into the playoffs.
Okay,
that's all.
So
I think we have the pitching to have some success in the playoffs.
There's the point. And here's what I want to get to is this. Though there are so many teams to jump, the number tells you that they're not that far out of a playoff spot. But there are just so many teams you have to jump. I think that's going to be the biggest challenge, obviously. It's not making up 4.5 games. It's just that other teams are going to do the same thing, and they don't have as many to make up. It's this. Do you invest in this team with the trade deadline coming up at the end of July? That's the point. And can I go basketball on you here?
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be a mistake for the Cavaliers to think, well, we were injured, and that's why we lost. I think that's a mistake. And I don't think that they've done that, really, because they've gone out and they've made a couple of moves, and they might have another move or maybe even a big move ahead. We'll find out.
Are you saying that in general every year that should be a common staple, or are you saying that with this team right now, the way they are?
Just with this team right now. I think it would be a mistake for the Cavs front office to say, well, we had injuries, and that's why we got knocked out in the second round yet again.
Yeah,
I think that'd be a mistake.
I would argue, because I would bring back up the argument that a lot of us thought the Cavaliers should have won that first trip against Golden State, but injuries hampered them from winning a championship.
Well, that was a specific series.
Yeah.
And you lost key guys right then.
Right.
And you could make the argument again here, but I think it's bigger than you had some injuries, and I've laid that out time and time again. If I'm the Guardians right now, I don't think you can think, yeah, that 10-game losing streak was just a blip. The fact that we got shut out so many times and we didn't hit, and our hitting was awful then, it's okay, because now we bounce back with 3 straight wins over the Astros. And if you happen to do well against the White Sox, I think that's a mistake. I think they have to look big picture here and take a look at their team.
The front office does.
Yes, yeah. And take a look at their organization and think, is this team built to not just compete this year, but can we make it better in the years ahead by making moves here at this trade deadline? The move that I think could make you better for years to come is trading Emmanuel Clase, if you decide to do that. That could also be a move that wouldn't be a good idea, because Clase might be the best closer in the game still, and he's under team control for a while. So I do think they have decisions to make, and I think they have to do a really thorough self-analysis here
and decide
whether or not, you know, is this team built for the long haul?
Let me ask you this question. Can you trade someone off this roster without doing major damage and pick up two guys that can hit over 200 for the bottom of the lineup for everything after four?
You got to shoot higher than that.
I agree, but last night, this is what your batting averages were after Santana. 143, 152, 140, 167, 110,
which
and 188.
Which is why, Andy, they can't be delusional. And they have to look at things. And if some team's going to give you two or three really good bat prospects for Emmanuel Clase.
So when do you make the decision?
As soon as somebody knocks your socks off.
I think you could get through this weekend and then say,
if somebody knocks your socks off, you make that move. Right. Bill's in Parma. Hey, Bill.
Hey,
welcome.
Hey, great discussion. I hate to be, kind of critical here, but we've been really under the spell of Mark Shapiro and his group since 2002. And Shapiro was general manager from 2002 to 2015. And underneath him was Antonetti, Chernoff.
And a lot of guys running other teams.
And they lost there, too. And like Neil Huntington and Charrington. And Charrington jumped from the Pirates and went to the Red Sox and got fired from both of those, as did Neil Huntington. And Shapiro is not one at Toronto, and they've had a lot of money there.
Wait, are you still mad at John Hart then, too, or no?
John Hart was able to find hitters.
But couldn't find pitching.
John Hart had some pitching. Yeah.
Washed up Oral Hersheiser? Come on, man.
Oral did a nice job here. So did Dennis Martinez.
But I will tell you, I'd rather have our arm discount
with those guys. Yeah, keep going, sorry.
Andy, you did not enjoy John Hart's teams more than these teams?
No, I got to be honest. I mean, I know a lot of people want to kill the front office. I think that there's been a level of consistency that these guys have handed down to each other left and right. And would I like a couple World Series in there? Yes, I would have. But they still continually give me a team that can get to the playoffs, at least give me the opportunity, whether they're teasing me or not, at least every other year that they're there. And I know I sound old because I've heard this argument. Somebody was yapping about this the other day. But when we were kids, man, this team absolutely sucked, and we didn't care. They were our team. And maybe it's because of the media scrutiny. Maybe it's because there's just so many more outlets to pour your emotions out with and just be mad or not. But I actually think Chris has done a really nice job. I think Mark did a nice job. I think John did a great job. And I think that their overall philosophy was...
I think Peter started it.
Yeah, and if I owned a team, I'd want those guys running my team. Take a look at some of the other teams in town that overreact sometimes. Maybe the overreaction got a championship for the Cavaliers. But by the same token, the Browns they could put as much money behind stuff and they still can't figure it out. So I think they're intelligent guys that know what they're doing over there. I wonder sometimes, you know, what if on a lot of little issues.
I think the difference is being a Cardinal fan and being what you guys have been through, this regime, and it's been a regime for 20 some years, would have been gone for not winning. And the other thing is whoever traded Junior Caminero to Tampa Bay.
Oops.
Yep.
Yeah,
he's 22.
Yeah, that didn't work.
And how about Diaz, the catcher for the Astros?
The Astros. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what, Bill? And I agree with you.
Anybody mad about the Joe Carter deal? Because after that happened, the team started to move in a different direction.
No, to Bill's point, it's maybe misidentifying hitting prospects. That's where this team has an issue.